the way. An open road and a road that's in a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Drink me? Pour me. A cassette. What am I supposed to do with this? Play me. I knew that.
Hello, Angela. I just wanted you to know that the juice is fresh squeezed, the coffee's fresh ground, and I'm the one who got you fired.
What did you say?
I said I'm the one who got you fired. But look at the bright side. You don't have to go back to that office anymore. I could have told you this all in person. But I thought this way would be a lot less painful for both of us.
You're mad at me, aren't you? You hate me, don't you? You want to kill me, right? Cat got your tongue?
I worked 10 years for that job, and now it's gone. My life is in shambles. Why did you do this to me?
Because I like you. Oh, no, come on, Angela. Come on, Angela. You needed that vacation. You were headed for executive burnout. I'm talking great balls of fire. You can't blame me, can you?
Yes.
I thought so. But the flowers?
What's the matter? You're not eating your cereal.
I'm letting my stomach shrink in case Mom doesn't find another job and we can't afford food.
Jonathan, you're not going to starve in Connecticut. Haven't you ever heard of happy hour? You can live forever on those little hot dogs and chicken wings.
What if she never gets another job? What if we end up poor and miserable?
Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Nothing's going to change. Trust me. Dad, did Angela find a job yet?
She just got fired yesterday.
Well, what's she waiting for? What if we had to sell the house and move to the slums? Or a condo?
Yeah, Dad, where would that leave us? I can't move back to Brooklyn without my accent.
All right, look, the two of you, sit down here. You listen up, the two of you. Sure, you're upset that Angela got fired, but aren't we being a little selfish here, huh? Huh? What about her feelings? What about her future? What about me?
How are you, dear? I'm terrible. I just found out that Tony was the one who got me fired.
Well, have you thanked him yet?
Thanked him? For what?
He kept you from killing yourself with work. He helped you see what was really important in life. He made you take a vacation, and thanks to him, you had a terrific time.
It wasn't so terrific. I'm starting to peel.
Oh, Angela, you did not lose your job because Tony threw away a telephone message. You lost your job because you had the personal integrity to stand up to Wallace and McQuaid.
How could I be so stupid? I blew the best job of my career. I'm never going to get anything as good.
Angela, you used to come home from school and say you'd failed. And you always got an A. You were worried that you wouldn't graduate. And you were valedictorian. You said you wouldn't get a date for the prom. Well, that's another story. But the point is, you always come through. You're a winner.
I didn't know you felt that way about me.
I have to. I'm your mother. And as your mother, I want you to have this. Hmm? 2 years of unpaid rent.
Oh, Mother, I couldn't take that from you.
Oh, Angela, look. I would have had to pay at least $500 a month for any other apartment, huh? Of course, I would have a better view. And two bathrooms. And a doorman. But I insist.
No, Mother, I really can't take this.
Okay.
All right, look, Angela. I know you're mad at me, but I got an idea. I'm going to march right into that Wallace and McQuaid, and I'm going to tell them, look, it was my fault. I didn't give you the message. And don't worry, I'm going to have them eaten out of my hand. And before long, you'll have your job back, a better office, and a raise.
Tony, it's okay. I'm not mad at you anymore.
Oh, great. I would have never got past the receptionist.
Len Pudney. Pudney Pools. My card.
Nice touch. Kidney-shaped.
You're the pool man. I forgot we were building a pool.
Oh, hey, yeah. Listen, pal, we're sorry you had to come all the way out here for nothing, but things have changed, you know, because of circumstances.
You got canned, huh?
Oh, hey, hey, hey. A lady at Mrs. Bauer's level does not get canned. She got fired.
Can I have my card back?
Look me up when you're not broke.
Hey, bub. She's not broke. She's... nouveau poor.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. She's gonna find a job, no problem.
Does that mean you still want a pool?
No. Well, I mean, not right now.
Maybe I do. Mr. Pudney, let me see those plans.
Hey, oh, Angela, not for nothing, but people without jobs don't usually go building swimming pools.
You want to bet?
No, you just said yourself, I'm going to get another job right away.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will. It's just that I don't know when, and I don't think you should spend 15 grand while you're looking.
Doesn't anybody have any faith in me?
I do.
So do I. And just to prove it, dear, hey, Len, throw in a jacuzzi, huh?
Daddy, why are we saving coupons for denture cream? We don't use that stuff. Do we?
Hardy, har, har. One of us might. No. I'm training with old lady Riley. For every denture cream I give her, she gives me 2 spaghetti sauce.
But you always make your own spaghetti sauce.
But now Ms. Goldberg, see? For every 2 spaghetti sauce I give her, she gives me 3 oatmeal.
And what do we get for the oatmeal coupons?
Oatmeal.
I was afraid of that.
Ta-da!
Whoa, look at you. Angela, look at you. You look terrific. All right. You must have a big meeting set up already, huh?
Well, not yet, but if you look successful, you feel successful, and that's the way to be successful.
Oh, hey, works for me. Dress for success.
Dad, if you buy me those new jeans, I'm sure I could get better grades. Throw in a sweater, and we're talking straight A's.
Well. Better then, why don't I buy you a whole new wardrobe? You could graduate early, get a job, and buy your own clothes.
Very funny. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
So... what are we doing with that Rolodex?
Oh, this is not just a Rolodex. This is an intricate network representing 10 years of my personal and business contacts. Who will be the lucky person to hire Angela Bauer?
Well, let's spin the wheel and find out who wins, Vanna. And the winner is Ed Franklin Jr. of Franklin, Franklin, and Franklin. I wonder how he got his job.
Harvey, remember how many times you said you wished you had somebody like me at the helm of your ship? No, Harvey. You are woefully misinformed. I did not sink a $6 million account for Wallace and McQuaid. It was $8 million. Come on, baby. Come on, Mama needs a new swimming pool. Oh, Jack, I wish I had called last week, too, but last week I had a job. Look, Jack, you're the best headhunter in town. There must be something for somebody with my background. Copywriter? With my credentials, I might as well be a secretary. 17 words a minute. Hello? Jack? Jack?
How's it going?
Good prospects. A lot of leads. I definitely made some progress.
Nothing, huh?
Zilch. President's jobs aren't easy to find. Either are vice presidents, directors, managers. You gotta know somebody to be a truck driver.
Mm-hmm. You mean you called everybody in the Rolodex?
Yeah. Even my hairdresser.
Well, why would you call her?
She likes me.
Don't worry about this, Angela. Come on, you're gonna find something. The main thing is not to panic.
I'm not panicking. Why would I panic? My reputation is mud because the market is flooded with qualified people and I misspelled education on my resume.
Come on, Angela, we're going to get through this.
We?
Well, yeah, we. We're a family, right? And families stick together.
Why, Tony, that's the nicest thing I've heard in a long time.
I'm a nice kind of guy. You feel better?
Much.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Oh. Oh. Thank you, Tony.
A good cry always helps.
So does a good shoulder.
I got another one if you need it.
No. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, don't be. My nose runs when I cry, too.
No, I mean, I'm not the kind of person who does this sort of thing in front of other people.
Oh, hey. I'm not other people. I'm Tony.
I'm lucky.
Hey, look, I know this is a tough time, you know, so I got an idea. Don't pay me, at least for a while.
Oh, Tony! I would never do that!
Oh, well, why not? I mean, it's not that much money. It's a lot of money. I mean, it's very generous.
Don't worry about me, Tony. I've got a nice severance. And I've got the savings and stocks and CDs, T-bills,
oh,
real estate.
Great, great, great. Could I have a raise?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
Mom, guess what? Grandma took us to Pool Palace and Pool Kingdom.
Yeah, Pool Heaven was closed.
Oh. Jonathan, if you wear that thing when my friends come over, I'm letting the air out of your dinosaur.
Hey, get used to it. This is my poolside look.
Yeah? Well, then I'm letting the air out of your lungs.
Come on, Godzilla, before you're extinct.
Get out, get out.
I brought you something, too.
Oh, Mother Candy. That's very thoughtful, but I don't want any.
Angela, when you were depressed as a little girl, candy always cheered you up.
Well, Mother, life isn't that simple anymore. Set a caramel.
Oh, there. Doesn't that make you feel better?
I don't understand it, Mother. I called everyone I know. There are no jobs in advertising.
Well, perhaps you should consider another field. You are a very bright and creative woman. There are a lot of things that you're good at.
Name one.
Well, nothing comes to mind at the moment. Let's talk about it. I used to be a personnel counselor.
Mother, I don't need counseling.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Here. Let me give you this little test, and we'll see what career you're best suited for. All right? Name.
Mother!
Hey, just wanted to loosen you up a little bit. Resistant to authority. Question two. Which of the following would you rather do? Climb a mountain or eat a hot fudge sundae?
Mm. Climb a mountain.
Very good, dear. Compulsive liar. Three, how many times in the past year have you had sexual relations?
What does that have to do with getting a job?
Nothing. I was just curious. Tony.
Hey, Mona, you're just in time.
Oh, put this on. Oh, my God. It's New Year's Eve, and I don't have a date?
No. This is all for Angela. This is all for Angela. Any minute, she's going to come through that door and say, I got a job. She really did just walk through the door, and she's going to say...
Hello.
And what else? What else are you going to say?
I got a job.
Did I tell you? I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm good. So?
Come on, tell us all about it.
Yeah. What's the name of the company with the talented new president?
Sterling and Simpkin.
Sterling and Simpkin! Bigger than Wallace and McQuaid.
Much. But I'm not exactly the president.
Well, creative vice president, executive vice president, what's the difference?
Copywriter.
Copywriter. Now, I'm not good with these corporate titles, but that sounds really bad.
It's head copywriter.
Head copywriter. Well, that sounds really bad, too.
Let's face it, it stinks.
Angel, this job is way beneath you. Why would you take it?
Because it's all I could get.
Ah, just the person I wanted to see. Now, which shade of blue do you want for the tile? We got Mediterranean blue, Pacific blue, Caribbean blue, or the standard Dead Sea blue?
I don't know. They're all so blue. Can it wait?
Sure, but may I remind you that you have a large hole in your backyard filled with men, paid by the hour.
Hey, Angel, look.
Ah, just the person I wanted to see. Which shade of blue do you want for the tile?
Well, hey, this is Angel's department.
I checked with that department. It appears to be closed.
All right, well, take it easy here, Len. She'll make a decision, right, Angela?
Whatever you want, Tony.
Good choice. Hey, look, we're going to have to get back to you on this, Len. I think we wanted to match the drapes. Get out of here. Angela, what is going on? I mean, you can't make a simple decision. You take a nowhere dead-end job? What's happening to you?
I got fired, remember?
Hey, Angela, that's not the end of the world. I mean, sometimes these things work out for the best. Look at me. I thought I'd never find anything better than playing second base for the Cardinals. But look at me now. I'm a housekeeper. Don't you get it? If I hadn't, gotten injured and signed on here, I'd have never met you.
Met who? I don't even know who I am anymore.
Oh, hey, you're Angela Bauer. And that's somebody. Somebody we all care about and love.
Tony, I haven't made a smashing success in many areas of my life. There's my personal relationships.
Ah, what's one little marriage?
And I'm not really great at running the household.
You hired me, didn't you?
But running an advertising agency was the one thing I knew how to do well. And now it's gone, and I feel lost.
Well, the Angela Bauer I know, she wouldn't let that be her excuse.
Excuse? What do you want me to do? Make myself president? Start my own agency?
Now you're talking.
Don't be naive. You don't just start your own agency.
Well, why not?
Well, because you need experience.
You got that.
You need capital.
You'll borrow that.
You need clients.
You could steal them.
Here we go.
No peeking.
Feel silly.
And you look ridiculous.
What do you think?
Oh, it's so charming. It's so inviting. So empty. This is crazy. Do you know what it takes to get an organization like this off the ground?
Yes, but I'm sure you'll tell us again.
Come on, Angela, wait a minute. Use your imagination. Come here. Look here. This is where your office is going to be here, with your desk and your phone.
And your picture of your mother.
Yeah, and out here is going to be your reception area, with the one thing that every agency needs, a knockout secretary.
Oh, say no more. You have just caught me between jobs.
You would do that? That is so sweet. No, I don't think it would work. I mean, I would be your employer.
No problem. It'll be fine. Just don't tell me what to do.
I just don't know.
Oh, come on, Angel. Come on, look, I'll help. I'll move furniture. I'll hang drapes. I'll dust. I'll buff. You won't have the biggest agency in town, but it'll be the shiniest, huh? I can see it now. Here's the plaque that says the Bauer Agency, huh? Huh? You like the little plaque? Oh, maybe not so little. Huh? What do you think?
Hey, check it out in the light.
Oh, hey, look. Here, hold this.
Mother, take a memo. Tell Tony to fix that shade.